time to bring in Pat Pagano. Morning, Pat.
Well, it was a good tie-in.
That's right, it was.
It's a good thing you called me the beauty and not the beast.
But, no, I'm the beast.
There's no beast in the weather forecast this weekend. Sunny middle 80s, clear 60 to 65 tonight. Saturday and Sunday, sunny to partly cloudy, a little more humid, 85 to 90. On Monday, hazy, more humid, maybe a thunderstorm with a high of 90 degrees. Paris, yesterday, all-time record high, 108. 108
was
Paris, France.
It was even 100 degrees in Denmark.
That is correct. A record heat wave. Hopefully that will break by the time yours truly gets there, which is about three weeks. So I'm sure it will. But we don't have that heat coming our way, so you don't have to worry about it. And there's nothing really extreme. And you were talking about Beauty and the Beast. And yeah, the Beast was really pretty incredible last night on season 3, episode 8 of Stranger Things. I watched the conclusion, and it was action-packed. And if you haven't watched it, by all means do. You haven't watched that yet, have
you? No, not yet.
Enjoy it.
What's it about?
Stranger Things?
Yeah.
This is season 3.
What's it about, though?
It's about an alien kind of monster.
Oh.
It's right up your alley.
Sounds like some of my marriages.
Yeah, and Emmett, who's one of our actors in our movies, the guy who played the butler in La Cage aux Folles.
Okay.
He wrote a play. It's called The Good, the Bad, and the Fabulous. And this Sunday, it will be done off-Broadway in the city, so yours truly has to go. Whether I like it or not, I have to go and see it. I'm gonna film it, too, for him, but that's it.
The Good, the Bad, and the Fabulous?
The Good, the Bad, and the Fabulous.
What's it about?
In short, it's about this, it's a Western comedy. About this saloon. Most of it takes place inside a saloon, and there's been an escaped convict inside in the area, and they're looking for it. And it turns out that the convict is in drag and running the saloon, and nobody knows it.
Okay.
And that's all I know, because 2 years ago, he had asked us if we wanted to do that as a movie. And we read the first act, and we weren't overwhelmed by it. And we kind of figured that it'd probably never get finished, knowing Emmett. And here it is 2 years later, and he finally finished it and got it off Broadway. So we shall go and see it on Sunday. But it just disrupts my whole weekend, because I have to go up there tomorrow, because I have to start on the movie sets at the studio. Then I come back tomorrow night. I go into the city Sunday. And that kind of ruins the whole weekend. Even though I'm not working Monday on the air, I have plenty of stuff to do here. So that's one whole weekend out of pretty much out of the books. And next weekend is my last weekend before I go on the cruise.
Now, what theater is this being performed at?
It's something that the New York City Guide or something like that, Guild or some sort of thing, acting guild or something like that.
How many shows is he going to have of it?
This is it. This is the last.
Okay, so it's been running off Broadway.
Only this week.
Only this week.
Only this week, and unfortunately, I couldn't go. Tuesday was at 6 p.m., and last night it was at 9 p.m., and there is nothing tomorrow, and then on Sunday, they have it at 1 or 1:30.
Has he said how the crowds have been?
I have not heard, and I haven't heard of anybody who has gone to see it and what they thought. So
that's a tough racket to get into, you know.
It really is, yeah. So that's what I'm going to be faced with. Yesterday, I spent in the afternoon, I would say close to 3 hours, trying to take the PDF version of our script for this year, Hush Hush, Sweet Charlotte, and convert it to Word. Remember, you and I had this discussion earlier, and I had two friends convert it to Word, and the director tells me that the editing is still terrible. He was doing it on the Mac, and he would edit, you know, a couple of pages, save it, go back to it. When he goes back to it, nothing was saved. So I said, well, maybe you got to get off the Mac and just put it on a PC. So I bought a program yesterday called PDF Pro 2, put it on the laptop, downloaded all of that, had the PDF there. I still don't understand this to this day. When I asked the program to open up the file, and it gives you, you know, desktop, C, documents, downloads, hit desktop, doesn't see a thing on the desktop. Hit documents, doesn't see a thing on documents. Sees nothing. Huh. And I can't even, you know, I sent them an email this morning. I'm just thinking along the lines of, anyhow, to make a long story short, I took the PDF and I sent it over to Mike Marin, who is just phenomenal with computers. And I'm sure what he'll do is convert it to Word and send it back to me. And hopefully we'll do it. If not, Marshall, I hate to tell you this, but just the way we got it, which was a copy, a Xerox copy, we will make copies of it. And then by hand, we'll have to make corrections. Simple as that.
Well, all I can say is you can try to convert it. I can convert some documents by open. If it's emailed to me, then I bring it up in, I open it with Google Docs.
Right,
and then you can edit it from Google Docs. But I'm not sure. You have to be. Are you a member of Google?
Yes.
You should try that. Sometimes it'll work. It might not work with a script like that, but you should try it. Just if you download it to your computer, it should give you when it shows up on email, it should give you an option to open with Google Docs and see what happens.
Okay. Do I do that in the email or do I go do my downloads?
In the email.
Oh, I can't do it in the download.
Well, you can, but try it in the email first, because if you try in the email and try to open it in Google Docs, if it gives you the option, then you know it'll work. And if you download it, it just might not. You know what I mean? You'll know before you download it.
Okay. I'll try that.
But Marin can help you out. He'll do it. He's the man.
Oh, he is. You know, when it comes to that stuff, boy, he is just he's aces. Other than that, what do you have planned for the weekend?
Well, we've got the Jane Lloyd Fund Clam Bake on Saturday from 2 o'clock till 8 o'clock. On Saturday, I will be emceeing the Canaan Fireman's Parade, which is at 6 o'clock on Saturday. Those are my two big events of the weekend right there. That's it. Now, next weekend is another crazy weekend because we have on next Friday night the summer book signing at the Hotchkiss Library in Sharon. And on Saturday, we have the Sharon on the Green Arts and Crafts Fair. And also on Saturday and Sunday, the book sale at the Hotchkiss Library. So next weekend's a busy weekend as well. So,
well, we'll take a look at that. I just went into my document and clicked right click. Open link in new tab, open link in new window, open link in cognito window, save link as, copy link address, inspect.
Okay, save link as and see if you can save it. See if you can save it as a Google Doc. You might not be able to.
Save it, save type as? Nope, either PDF file or files.
All right. You're out of luck.
Thank you.
How can I say?
Yeah, nothing. Nothing beats a failure but a try.
That's exactly right. Pat, so, have a good weekend.
And we'll have a good weekend. Stay nice and cool.
And we'll speak to you on Tuesday.
You got it.
Take care.
Bye-bye.
Pat Pagano this morning in the Weather Center with a check on our tri-state forecast here on Robin Hood Radio.